We're going to turn now to the other international hotspot that's in the news. That's the ongoing issue in Ukraine, the power struggle in Ukraine. The conflict went back to the top of the headlines when Malaysia Airlines Flight 17 was shot down over Ukrainian territory on Thursday. Pro-Russian rebels are in control of the area and are widely suspected of shooting down the plane. International officials have accused the separatists of interfering with the search and the investigation at the crash site. And the incident has put Russian President Vladimir Putin, who's backed the rebel movement, on the defensive. We wanted to know more about this, so we've called upon F. Stephen Larrabee, Distinguished Chair in European Security at the RAND Corporation. Welcome to you as well. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Just tell us, if you would, the latest about what Russian President Vladimir Putin's stance is here. We understand that he's called for a ceasefire between the rebels and the Ukrainian government, but does he really mean it?
Well, it's very hard to tell. The most important fact is that his image has been very badly damaged. Because the United States and Ukrainian's government have what seems to be overwhelming circumstantial evidence that the Russians, in fact, supplied the missile and trained the secessionists to fire it, so that he's certainly seen as being co-culpable.
What would have been the motivation for this?
Well, it goes back to basically November of last year, when the Ukrainian government wanted to sign a trade and association agreement with the EU, President Putin put a lot of pressure on then-president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, not to sign it. At the last second, he withdrew his signature, which then started a number of protests. Protests spiraled, and then Yanukovych was forced to resign. And since then, we've had this situation where the Russians have used a group of secessionists on the territory of Ukraine. Most of these secessionists, however, have Russian citizenship and have been fighting in various conflicts on Russian territory. So it's really a pro-Russian group led by Russians.
What would have been the motivation, though, for bringing down that airliner?
They thought, as best as one can tell, the secessionists thought that they had shot down a Ukrainian government transport plane, and they bragged about it. But then they realized afterwards that, in fact, had been a commercial airliner, and all the bravado and statements were taken off the social media when they realized that what they'd done.
Does it appear that Russian President Putin has any leverage or influence with this group?
Oh, he has a lot of influence. He's trained, financed, and supported the group. So if he wanted it to go away, he could make it go away tomorrow or at 2 o'clock today, any time.
What conclusion should we then draw from what we're hearing so far about the fact that these rebels, these separatists, are interfering with international monitors who are trying to investigate the crash? What conclusion should we draw from that?
Well, it makes it look as if they have something to hide, which by all circumstantial evidence seems to be the case. But we have to wait to see what an international independent inquiry will come up with, to be sure.
Is there any international pressure that can be brought to bear here? We already know that the relations between the U.S. and Russia are quite frayed right now, that they're kind of banning each other's individuals and putting various restrictions on key players in each government and so forth. Does any individual have... I guess what the question is, what should we be looking for next to see what direction this conflict will go
to? Well, whatever Putin does, the most important thing would be if he would disown the rebels and cut off their supply of weapons and other assistance, particularly these surface-to-air missiles.
Is there any indication he's so inclined, and what would make him do that? What are the levers that would be influential
with him? Public
opinion,
basically, because it now seems that whether he's guilty or not, in the eyes of most of the public, they've They think that he's responsible for this, since he's trained, not he personally, but his government trained and financed the rebels and provided them with the rocket that or the missile that apparently downed the plane.
Can I ask you for your personal opinion before we let you go? What's your sure. your concern about this escalating into a conflict beyond the region? Do you have concerns about that?
Well, I don't know whether it'll go beyond the region, but it certainly has very destabilizing aspects. And the fact is that this secessionists, so-called, the separatists, are a ragtag mercenary army financed by Russia, which has done that clandestinely. Mm-hmm. And now you see the danger that this could escalate very much into maybe a regional war, but no. I don't think anything beyond that, but still.
I understand. Thank you so much. Stephen Larrabee is the Distinguished Chair in European Security at the RAND Corporation. He was kind enough to join us in our studios in Washington, D.C. Mr. Larrabee, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.